You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
All right. So Yasser asks, how do you deal with the, I got to think about it, right? I got to think about it. So first of all, am I ever scared by that objection? Never scared, right? In fact, I never really minded that objection. Here's what I would suggest against. And, the truth is, sometimes leaders teach things that they would never do, and the people listening like adopt them, right? So let me give you one example. If you're talking to someone and you're inviting them to a meeting, and they say, well, just tell me over the phone, I don't think any normal humans say, if I could cut your hair over the phone, I would. Like, that's something that trainers have been saying for decades, but I don't actually think any of them say. And anytime I hear a trainer say it, I'm just like afterwards, I don't want to embarrass them, right? But like afterwards, I'm like, hey, have you ever actually said that? I'm just curious. And they'll kind of think about it and they're like, I've never, not one time have I had a trainer say, oh yeah. If I could bake a lasagna for you, I would. But you gotta come get the casserole dip. Like, it just doesn't make sense. It's kind of strange. And so there's some things that trainers, I think, it's audience appeal, right? Audience appeal is different than real world efficiency. Okay. So real world efficiency and real world this works is very different than audience appeal. So I could give you, some different lip service kind of things that you'd say, yeah, that sounds awesome. And then you would go and try it and it'd be like, totally suck. And so one thing I have heard leaders teach, and, it's the, if they say, I want to think about it. And they say, well, what do you got to think about? Making money or helping the kids or whatever else? Okay. All that does is make you look like a jerk to a person that probably won't put up with that. So now I'm not saying every time, but a lot of times the people that say, I need to do my research or I need to think about it, a lot of times that's actually their personality. And so there are different personality colors. And one of my good buddies, Marcus Setta, teaches it very, very well. And one of the personality types is the very, detail-oriented kind of type. For example, when my wife, who was, we were just dating at the time, when she went to her parents and said, hey, I'm going to be a network marketer, and they had helped her out with getting her college degree, they weren't super happy. But when she hit $10,000 a month, her dad did a little spreadsheet for her because he's very detail oriented, right? He had a spreadsheet and said, okay, if you have two, then two, and right? He had this algorithm and math stuff and macros and all kinds of craziness, right? Because he's a very detailed kind of dude. And so when people say, hey, I got to do my research or I got to think about it, I definitely don't make fun of them. And what I do is I do the green light, okay? Now, the green light is something that I use in multiple areas of, or I have in the past at least. If you follow me, that we don't build a network marketing team any longer. We focus on coaching and training the profession. But at one point, my wife and I become number one incomers in a company that I joined while in foreclosure. I do the green light close. And the green light close is, it's where I'm saying, go for it, man. Go for it, no problem. I'll give you, because a similar objection to I got to think about it is I need to do some research, right? I would say those two are in the same, at least, ballpark. So I'll give you a quick example. I was up in Toronto, and I was doing a presentation. And so I do the opportunity presentation. This was when we were building. And one of my buddies brings his prospect over to me, and he goes, hey, Ray, all right, this guy says he needs to do his research. Right, and I'm just supposed to, right, just supposed to just amaze this tapestry of dancing and hypnotic language and persuasion and stars are aligned and whatever, and so I'm supposed to do this big dance for him, and my response, he actually wasn't my personal rep, but he was a rep, right? So the rep didn't like my response. My response was my green light close, and my green light was, absolutely do as much research as you possibly can. There's about 120 videos online. I would go through each and every one of them. It may take you a while, but we invest a lot of time training you, and I don't want someone in here that's just dipping their toe in the water and not sure if they should be here or not. So absolutely, you know, do your research. And so I walk away, and I just know that rep, pure dismay, not happy in any way, shape, or form. So the next day we have, and I just walked away, right? That was it, that's all I said. And so the next day we had a coffee meeting with just the team, and he marches over to me and he goes, you know, after your response, I was never going to bring you a prospect ever again, but he signed up. I'm like, oh, cool, congratulations. So sometimes people are looking for, are you scared of them doing research? Are you scared of them thinking about it? Are you going to try to pull some kind of you're a jerk, you're an idiot kind of deal? Or do you totally believe in what it is that you're doing and you have no worries? And so it's a little different. So when it comes to, you know, I want to think about it, I pull the postured response, and that is absolutely, hey, take your time. Because we invest a lot of time training you. I invest a lot of time in helping you become the very best version of yourself that you could possibly be. And hey, if you're not sure, it's totally cool. Take your time. We'll be here. We got a lot of people that did join the team, so I got to prioritize my time and just work with them. I hope you understand that. But that's the deal. So unless I have different stimulus, unless I have different information on the case, blanket, I want to think about it. I got to do my research. I'm probably going to do the green light close. Okay. So hopefully that helps you out. Now, some of you, you're like, no way I'm doing that. Not ever. And it's just a psychological thing, man. It's just understanding psychology. A lot of times when you give someone the green light, it's like when people came to me and they'd say, hey, I'm sponsor shopping. And, you know, why should I join up with you? And I would just say, hey, man, you know, there's a lot of great leaders out there. You should definitely, you know, talk to as many as you can. And, whoever you end up with, I'm sure is going to be, excited to have you. Here's what I do. Here's what I don't do. And if that fits for you, awesome. If not, totally cool. But hey, let me know. I gotta jump in with my team and spend some time with the people that are on my team. But let me know. Do you know 99 times out of 100, they would join with me? And it's because I wasn't playing the scarcity game. Now, if I said, well, who else are you talking to? Well, Joe's a scumbag. Well, Tony kicks puppies, right? She hates dolphins, right? Like a lot of people, they play in the land of scarcity. And most people don't like that. They don't like to be around someone that's scarcity, that's got to bash everybody else. But when they see someone of confidence, of posture, of, wow, this person, like, man, they got it going on. It's very attracting. It's attracting when someone can just stand there and say, hey, man, you know, do your research. Go talk to whoever you need to talk to. Here's what I do. Here's what I don't do. And that's fit for you. Awesome. If not, you know, no worries. When I'm not addicted to the outcome, I become powerful. And this is true of any negotiation. So if you want to have some fun, you know, go to a yard sale and pick out a table, a whole table of stuff. And maybe it's, you know, $500 worth of stuff, and just say, hey, I'll give you $10. Just like don't have emotion around it. Don't have anything around it. Like, you really don't care if you get it or not. And you'll be weirded out and how people react to people who aren't addicted to the outcomes, because so many people are.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.